Until recently, pretty much if you wanted to see the next big thing in independent film, you had to hop on a plane to Toronto or Sundance, the homes of the major indie film festivals. But a growing number of independent films are available as video-on-demand rentals on cable, even while they're still playing in theaters. Joel Rose reports.
In the romantic comedy Breaking Upwards, 20-something stars Daryl Ween and Zoe Lister-Jones breathe life and humor back into a genre you might have given up for dead.
Listen, you can't use my Netflix queue. I know I've got a big queue, but...
Very funny.
Also, I like to walk on the west side of the street, and you can't be on G-Chat anymore.
You're always on!
I'll fix that.
Even before Breaking Upwards opened on the big screen in New York, you could watch it all over the country on cable TV as a video-on-demand rental.
It definitely helps build buzz, which is a big pro for a small film like ours.
There was a time when filmmakers like Lister-Jones and Ween might have feared that releasing a film through video-on-demand would hurt its artistic credibility, but they don't seem worried.
If someone at home rents it for, you know, $6... you know, something that might be more appealing to them so they don't have to leave their house and go spend $12 in the theater. And then if they like it, they tell their friend who may actually prefer to go see it in the theater. So that right there, you know, helps us.
Thanks to movies like Breaking Upwards, there's a dramatic shift underway in how the industry views video on demand. It used to be conventional wisdom that making a movie available for home viewing while it was still playing in theaters would hurt your take at the box office. Not anymore.
I don't see any cannibalization. I see it actually expanding the audience.
Jonathan Searing is the president of IFC Entertainment, which released Breaking Upwards. IFC was an early champion of releasing movies in theaters and VOD at the same time.
The idea of the VOD was to be able to accommodate those audiences who want to see them and may only go out once or twice a month to a movie theater.
These are tough times in the independent film business. Many Hollywood studios have folded their specialty film divisions, making it harder than ever for low-budget films to find theatrical distribution. That means films need to capitalize on the screenings they do get at film festivals. Consider Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, a biopic of British rocker Ian Dury starring Andy Serkis.
You nicked that.
God, everyone's a critic these days, aren't they? The immature artist plagiarizes and the mature artist steals. And I am about to grow up.
The movie played last month at the Tribeca Film Festival. It was also available to people who couldn't make it to the screenings in New York as video on demand. Jeff Gilmore is Tribeca's creative director.
How many times have filmmakers come back to us and said, you know, the point of my greatest visibility was definitely when I was at the festival. That's what we're helping to amplify. We're amplifying that buzz.
The Sundance and South by Southwest festivals also offered video-on-demand rentals this year. But don't expect VOD to replace the traditional art house theater just yet. Daryl Ween and Zoe Lister-Jones say they fought hard to get their film Breaking Upwards into at least a few theaters. If it wasn't, says Ween, there's no way they would have gotten a rave review in the New York Times.
When it's just on VOD, there's not really reviews, there's not really people writing that much about it. So that, I think, was a huge thing.
And Lister-Jones says there's still something about the big screen experience you can't duplicate at home.
The ritual is lost, and, you know, the sort of event of going to see something that is special.
Even to a generation raised on Netflix and YouTube. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.